Worms, Captain of Compost, Doctor of Dirt, Old Natural Howard, and lots of other goofy names. I call him Dad. Here he is, the Dirt Doctor, Howard Garrett.
Thanks, Logan, and welcome everybody to the show. This is a show that we normally talk about plants all 3 hours long, or however many hours you listen to the show. By the way, those of you that are in a city where 1 or 2 hours of the 3 hours are played, you can listen to all 3 hours streamed live on DirtDoctor.com, and the podcasts are there for you. We are getting on more and more radio stations all the time, and we want you to listen primarily there. If you go to DirtDoctor.com and click on the radio button, it'll tell you where we are on all the across the country. But today we've been talking about more health issues, human health primarily, with Marty Whittick. And Marty is a certified clinical nutritionist. She has her own radio show. Her website is radiomarty.com. That's where you can find all the information. She has a book that covers the subject that we've talked about the most today. It's called Natural Alternatives to Nexium, Maalox, Tagamet, and Prilosec. And has a whole bunch more in the title than that, too. And we're talking about nutrition and health in general. We basically started all this by talking about the fact, I talked about it on Facebook and then did a newsletter, that you can cure heartburn with a pinch of baking soda and wash it down with water, or a teaspoon or so of apple cider vinegar. And that's led to all kinds of other things. Marty, we've been talking about a lot of things off the air, and one of the things she said she wanted to talk just a little bit more about is something that a caller named Wayne called about earlier in the show. His wife had sore throat, wasn't it, for a long time?
Yeah, for a long time.
And you came up with some other ideas.
And because he doesn't have a computer, I did what I had suggested he do and go back to the newsletter where I talked about it. And because on the spot, I couldn't remember a lot of what I had in there. But one of the most important things is vitamin D, because most Americans are low in vitamin D. African Americans especially are extremely likely to be low in vitamin D. Something like 70% of them are. And it takes upwards of 4,000 units a day. If you pay attention to government guidelines, you will never get your blood levels up to the optimum range. It takes something like 4,000, not 400 units a day, and some vitamin A and some vitamin C. Those things will really help the health of the mucous membranes and the immune system. And once you get something that you think is viral, now this won't help particularly if it's a yeast-related, which he thinks it might be a yeast infection. But elderberry extract is a wonderful antiviral. And then also there's olive leaf. There are a number of plant materials that just make wonderful remedies without the side effects you get of the drugs, because the body knows what to do with them. It's not some chemical that's never been on the planet before taking a club and making your body do something it doesn't want to do.
Well, olive leaf tea I've made myself. Is that what you're talking about? Is that how you take the olive leaf? Or you buy it?
You can get it in capsules.
Capsule form, so it's more concentrated.
Sometimes people are just, that don't want to, especially if they're not feeling well, they don't want to taste something that they don't like. The elderberry extract tastes wonderful.
Oh, it's great. And elderberry is very easy to grow. In fact, it's a big old weed. The only problem that you'll have trying to grow your own elderberry to do what Marty's talking about is that you'll have to work hard to get the fruit before the birds do.
I can imagine.
They love it. So
when I was a Girl Scout camper, which as you can imagine was quite a while ago, my first exposure to elderberries was that they were growing outside our tent at camp. And I thought it was a great idea as, 8 or 9 years old, to take those elderberries and make wine out of them in my tent. And I knew it had to have alcohol in it, so I got some rubbing alcohol. It's a wonder I am here today to tell that story.
No kidding. It does make good wine, and it's delicious to eat, but it is hard to get the fruit before the birds do.
And one last thing for Wayne.
Yeah,
sure. Zinc, and because it would operate right on the throat, zinc lozenges, not taking zinc tablets, but zinc lozenges, all of these things should be available – if you have to go to a drugstore in your neighborhood or the closest one, those are all things that you can get and help your wife.
Okay, great. The other thing, somebody called and wanted me to go through one more time was Betty's Mix. Betty's Mix of things that are very similar to what I've got in my tea this morning, lemon, ginger, and honey. What she did was into a pint jar, she sliced up a lemon, and you should use an organic lemon because you're going to leave the peeling on and everything. Slice the lemon up real thin, put it in, and then cut up a big chunk, is the way she described it, of ginger. And you alternate the lemon and the ginger, and then you pour honey in the jar to fill it all, fill up the voids and fill it all up, mix it up, put it in the refrigerator to ferment, which it will do for as long as you want to wait, and then make a tea out of a spoonful of this Betty's Mix, I guess we'll call it.
I'm calling it Betty's Miracle Mix, and I will steal the idea, too.
Well, back to the nutrition. By the way, the telephone number is 866-444-3478. And we've got some people holding. We'll go get to you real quickly. But one more thing that Marty and I were talking about is on vitamins to take, basically the alphabet, A, B, C, D, and E. Everybody ought to be taking. Is that your basic recommendation?
Yes. I spend a lot of time in my newsletters debunking the ridiculous news that comes out saying, oh, supplements don't do anything or they're bad for you.
Crummy ones maybe don't. But
well,
and good
that's
quality
it.
Ones
yeah,
do.
This most recent study on multiples that came to light was using Centrum, which I have an article about on the website. It's full of things I don't think people ought to have and insufficient amounts of the things that they do. But I use that alphabet myself when I've made changes in my program. I go back and look and say, well, am I still covering the basics? And I go through the alphabet.
Well, one thing I ought to say is too is that this hour is brought to you, among other sponsors, Crazy Water, which is a mineral water from Mineral Wells, Texas. It's my favorite water of all. But I think it's important to mention that when you're making coffee or tea or herbal mixes of whatever kind, or just drinking water during the day, you need to drink clean water. Drinking a lot of water is extremely good for you in a whole bunch of ways, and the cleaner the water is, obviously the better it's going to be for you. The filtered water that's filtered through a reverse osmosis system is basically giving you a mineral-less water, and so adding some water that does have good minerals, like the Crazy Water. If you don't want to drink just Crazy Water, get enough to kind of spike your other water, that'd be a good way to go. But anyway, we're just talking about general common sense sort of health things, New Year's resolution to be healthier, that drinking good clean water and a lot of it with all these other things we're talking about is probably a really good idea. It's not probably, it is. Jane in Fort Worth is next up. Hi, Jane.
Hey, Howard and Marty.
Hi.
I had an acute ischemic colitis attack about a year and a half ago, and I have been, well, of course, the doctors wanted to put me on medication forever, and I have been drinking kombucha for the last year religiously, and that seems to have settled things down. I still have some residual stuff going on, but I was wondering if you had any comments on kombucha or suggestions.
Well, for those that don't know what kombucha is, it's a fermented beverage where the material kind of forms this mushroom-looking, it's pretty disgusting-looking, actually. It floats around on top of it, but it provides the beneficial bacteria. There are also beneficial yeasts, and that helps restore the balance of good guys versus bad guys in the gut. I would add to that Dr. O'Hara's probiotics because it nourishes all of your strains. Whatever happens to be in the kombucha is probably beneficial, but it might be a very few strains. Your gut has 3 or 4 pounds of bacteria representing thousands of families, and every one of them has a different job. Some of them make vitamins. Some of them help digest your food. Some of them make the immune system a lot more effective. Some of them keep the lining of the intestinal tract healthy so you absorb nutrients and not the the toxins. So you want all of those guys to do well, and that's one of the benefits of Dr. O'Hare's probiotics that you don't get with any other product that I know about, because it really it lifts all the boats.
And kombucha, I will say, Jane, I like the taste of it. It kind of has a vinegary taste to me. I think it's great, and it's great for you. So don't give that up.
Yeah, I bought it bottled to let somebody else do the hard work, but it's better if you can grow your own.
Did you have something else, Jane? We're going to have to run.
Nope, that's it. Thank you.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it. Howard Garrett and Marty Whittakin will be back right after this.
You already know how great all-natural Crazy Water is to drink. But now there's a Crazy Water bathhouse, which is located in historic Mineral Wells. And it's the only place you can take a natural mineral bath in Texas. Enjoy day treatments or stay for the weekend in our luxurious guest rooms. Enjoy mineral baths, soaking tubs, treatments, and massages. Relax, unwind, and rejuvenate. Call 940-325-8870 to set an appointment. That's 940-325-8870. And don't forget, you can pick up bottled Crazy Water in HEB, Whole Foods, or Central Market. Crazy Water. So good, it's crazy. At Natural Organic Warehouse, you get more than just affordable products for your farm, landscapes, ranch, or home. You also get practical field-based advice on how to best solve problems. That's because we're growers too. It's our advice that sets us apart from other product providers. Get the products and the advice you need by visiting naturalorganicwarehouse.com or call us at 888-998-9669. That's naturalorganicwarehouse.com, 888-998-9669. Better, cleaner, sustainable choices.
Staying healthy and building immunity begins in your gut, where an amazing 70% of your immune cells reside. So, keeping your digestive tract healthy is imperative to overall health and well-being. And there's no better way to improve your digestive health than taking probiotics, the friendly bacteria that fight off the bad bugs that can cause digestive problems and break down your immune system. Dr. O'Hara's exclusive probiotic formula delivers live, beneficial bacteria in an easily absorbed formula that provides optimal digestive support, boosts immunity, and increases energy through better absorption of nutrients. Backed by over 20 years of scientific research and centuries-old wisdom, daily use of Dr. O'Hara's probiotics will revolutionize your family healthcare strategy. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference.
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
Trees become infested with insect pests and diseases when they are in stress and sick. That's when Mother Nature sends in the cleanup crews. Insects and disease pathogens are simply just doing their jobs, trying to take out unfit plants. More plant sickness is environmental. Too much water, maybe not enough water, too much fertilizer, or maybe the wrong kind of fertilizer. Other culprits include toxic chemical pesticides, compaction of soil, and grade changes. There could also be ill-adapted plant varieties, overplanting single plant species and creating monocultures, as was done with American elms in the Northeast. The Dirt Doctor's Tree Health Plan is simple. Keep trees in stress-free condition so their immune systems can resist insect pests and diseases. The sick tree treatment is basically stop using high nitrogen fertilizers and toxic pesticides. Remove excess soil from the root flares, aerate the root zone heavily, apply organic amendments, and spray trees and soil with Garrett juice. To learn more on maintaining healthy trees, go to dirtdoctor.com.
I'm always working to find new and better organic products, and one of the companies that helps me in that regard is the Medina Corporation in Hondo, Texas. They've been helping farmers, ranchers, landscapers, and homeowners with quality soil building longer than anybody in the business. Medina produces fertilizers and soil amendments, both in liquid and dry formulations, that work by stimulating the soil biology to help all crops. Whether growing landscape plants, herbs, vegetables, grasses, or trees, Medina has the products to help you budget wisely, effectively increase production, and treat the environment right. There's a new prilled organic fertilizer called Growing Green Premium Lawn Food that I recommend you try. The commercial version of Garrett Juice Plus is also made by Medina, and it's available in all sizes, quarts, gallons, barrels, and even large totes. Remember to ask for Medina. The website's medinaag.com. You'll find the Medina label at all hardware, nursery, and feed stores that sell organic products.
Compost is nature's own living fertilizer and can be made at home or purchased ready to use. It can be started any time of the year in sun or shade, and anything once living, plant or animal, can and should go into the compost. The ingredients in your compost should be a mix of coarse and fine textured material to promote air circulation through the pile. Turn the pile as time allows to speed up the process. However, turning is not critical. Moisture is important. A compost pile should be roughly as wet as a squeezed out sponge to help the living organisms thrive and work their magic. Compost is ready to use as a soil amendment when the ingredients are no longer identifiable. The color is a dark brown, the texture is soft and crumbly, and the smell is pleasant like the forest floor. Rough, unfinished compost can be used as top dressing mulch around all plantings. Finished compost is used in potting soil and bed preparation. You can learn more about composting and natural organic gardening at dirtdoctor.com.
The first step to a beautiful lawn this spring is an application of Revive. Hi, Dale Langford here. You know, I've been writing lawn and garden columns for over 40 years, and I found one product that really works. It's Revive Organic Soil Treatment. Revive is a proven, unique formula of wetting agents, soil conditioners, and nutrients. It's organic-based, safe for kids and pets, and will not burn your lawn. Revive moves fertilizer and water down deep to the roots. Hey, that saves water and fertilizer, and that saves money. The results are spectacular. Get greener grass with less water. A lush, dark green, healthy lawn that you can be proud of. And remember, saving water is saving money. Revive is available at your favorite garden center. Visit Revive.com for more information and store locations. Use Revive every few weeks for the greenest lawn on your block. In fact, use Revive right now. It works.
All righty, Howard Garrett back. Marty Whittakin still with me today. We wouldn't let her get out the door. We locked the door. So if you got a question for Marty or me, either one, give us a call, 866-444-3478. Al in North Dallas is next up. Hello, Al.
Good morning, Mr. Garrett. And I want to say I think you're finishing up the year with another home run show that you're hitting out of the park with the help of your guest, Miss Whittakin, and I'm really interested now in reading one of her books.
Well, good. Glad
Thank you, Al. Enjoying it.
And
when she brought up the vitamin D issue, that was so helpful because there's a lot of new books on the stands now about how nutritionists have suddenly learned that we're way low, all of us, in this key nutrient for building bones. And I wanted to tell how I take mine in the hopes that it'll help others. The doctor whose formula I take recommends that everybody over 40 take it in this manner because so many of us over 40 have liver and gallbladder issues that challenge our absorption of oils. And all of your vitamin D's are in a oil base. So I take this product that's called D3 Gold. Each drop is 2,200 units of vitamin D. I place 12 drops in about 1 ounce of purified water in a small jelly jar with a tight-fitting cap. And then I pierce a soft gel containing D-limonene, and I squirt a few drops of the D-limonene into this mixture. Replace the cap, shake it real good, and drink it down. And this greatly increases your chance of absorbing the D.
So you're mixing D-limonene with the vitamin D, basically, is what you're saying, and that helps the absorption.
Exactly.
There's also a sublingual vitamin D that I recommend for a lot of people. It's by Superior Source. And it's just a tiny little thing. You throw it under your tongue, and you don't have to worry what's happening in your stomach and the rest of your digestion to get it in.
Oh, that's a great idea.
One thing that also people don't realize, and Marty, I'm sure, agrees with this, is that vitamin K needs to be taken also with the D. Is that not right?
Well, vitamin K is tremendously important. It keeps the calcium from building up in your arteries and gets it to go into the bone. Vitamin D helps with the absorption, vitamin K with the routing to get it where it needs to go.
Mm-hmm.
And vitamin D is really important for the immune system, for depression, for prevention of cancer, all kinds of things. And it goes back to what we've talked about many times about how much people are like plants. We were supposed to be in the sun. We're not in the sun anymore.
I was going to say, that's what I do. I go outside and take my shirt off and stare at the sun for 15 or 20 minutes. You can't do that every day, but that's one of the best things you can do.
Well, you don't actually look at the sun, I'm pretty sure.
I don't look at the sun, but
I'm not going to go out without my shirt, so there are alternatives.
Women can't take advantage of that idea nearly as well. Al, I appreciate your comments. Thanks for calling.
Can I mention one more thing, Mr. Garrett?
Sure.
For the benefit of your friend that broke his hand,
uh-huh.
One thing that will speed the healing of that is he'll look up and read about a product called nucleotides. There's two great companies here in Texas that make them in capsules. One is Blue Bonnet down in Sugarland, Texas, and the other is QN Labs in Austin. But this is the essential DNA material for rebuilding anytime there's a trauma to the body.
Well, an interesting tip. I appreciate that.
And thanks a lot, and have a good day.
Okay, thanks, Al. You know, maybe that's what's in comfrey. You know, comfrey is also called bone set. You know, it helps. The theory is that it helps bones mend quicker. Maybe that's what's in comfrey. It could be. That's something I'm going to look into.
Well, so does collagen. You can take a collagen supplement. A good brand is NeoCell. They make collagen that stimulates the body to make its own connective tissue and kind of put things back together. People think about the minerals in bones, but the matrix that holds those minerals in place is made up of collagen, and vitamin C is important for that. So we got to treat the whole plant or treat the whole body.
Yeah, it's a holistic approach.
Yeah,
absolutely. There was another question I was going to ask you before we go back to the phones about the vitamin D situation. Getting plenty of it, whether you just are having the sun hit your face every day or, you know, more of your body if possible, and taking the vitamin D and K together, isn't that one of the best ways to prevent skin cancer and things like that, of anything that you can do?
Yes. As I said, we were supposed to be in the sun, but we were supposed to be eating a diet that was high in antioxidants because we were supposed to eat a lot of fruits and vegetables. So we were protected with sunscreen from the inside rather than blocking it from the outside. And it's odd. If you don't get enough vitamin D, you are more likely to die from skin cancer. If you get a lot of sun, you're more likely to get skin cancer, but it may well be the kind that's not all that damaging.
All right. Jean in Dallas is next. Hey, Jean.
Hi. About the blackberries. I've grown blackberries, brazos for years. I only use them for jelly. They have too many seeds and they're too tart. I would tell that man to find himself maybe 6 foot in his garden and plant some asparagus, dig in plenty of compost, and 2 years later, he will have a fabulous 8-week cutting asparagus.
Oh, I think it's one of the greatest plants, the easiest plants to grow in the garden of all.
No one grows it. No one grows it.
We talk about it quite a bit. I'll talk more about it right after this.
With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. The death toll from a suicide bombing at a railway station in Volgograd, Russia, today has risen to 15. The Russian Health Ministry says many of the 34 people hospitalized with injuries are in grave condition, too. Nobody has claimed responsibility as yet. Fears of a potential vicious military confrontation appear to be easing in South Sudan. The country's Minister of Information says most members of the 25,000-strong militia that had been marching toward their regional capital of Bor have returned home. The Obama administration is reporting what it calls, quote, a welcome surge in enrollment for Obamacare in December. The surge propelled health care signups through the government's rehabilitated website past the 1 million-person mark. And the Supreme Court Justice Sonia Sotomayor will lead the countdown to the new year in Times Square this week. This is SRN News.
You were told to install illegal software on company computers. Does this really hurt anyone?
This is not a victimless crime. I understand. The economy is tough. Things are hard all over. But I've worked with program developers before. I have seen what it takes to produce great software. They need the financial support of the people who are using those products.
If your company copies software illegally, report it confidentially to BSA, the Software Alliance, and you may be eligible for a cash reward. Go online and input nopiracy.org or call 1-888-NO-PIRACY.
Trinity.
If credit card debt has you down, nonprofit Trinity Debt Management can help. Trinity will consolidate your bills into one easy-to-manage monthly payment, stop collections calls, wipe out late fees, and drastically reduce your interest. You'll pay thousands less than you originally owed. So call the Trinity Debt Relief Hotline at 1-800-793-9159. That's 1-800-793-9159. Call now or visit mydebthasmedown.com.
With SRN Sports, I'm Patrick Frost. Syracuse and Kentucky both won top 25 matchups Saturday. Number 2 Syracuse beat 8th ranked Villanova 78-62. Orange coach Jim Boeheim says he likes the way his team recovered from a big early deficit to get back into the game before halftime.
That's what I'm most proud of. You're down 25-10. It's a big hole. The good news is, though, it's only 10 minutes into the game.
The Orange improved to 12-0. The Wildcats fall to 11-1. The Andrew and Aaron Harrison twins fueled a 17-6 run that gave 18th-ranked Kentucky a 73-66 win over number 6 Louisville. Wildcats coach John Calipari.
Here's what was on the board today. Look like a team. Keys. Play like a team. Fight like a team. That was the keys to the game.
Kentucky is 10-3, Louisville now 11-2. Number 4, Wisconsin had no trouble improving to 13-0 as the 4th-ranked Badgers beat Prairie View 80-43. This is SRN Sports. Number 5, Michigan State was a 101-48 winner over New Orleans. This is the Spartans' final tune-up before beginning the Big Ten season Tuesday night at Penn State. Jabari Parker scored 23 points to face number 9 Duke over Eastern Michigan 82-59. It was 15th-ranked UConn 82, Eastern Washington 65, number 17 Memphis 75, Jackson State 61, 21st-ranked Colorado 84, Georgia 70, number 23 UMass went to overtime to beat Providence 69-67. It was 24th-ranked Gonzaga 74, Santa Clara 60, number 25 Missouri 68, North Carolina State 64. College football bowl game saw Notre Dame beat Rutgers 29-16 in the Pinstripes Bowl. Notre Dame quarterback Tommy Kelly says his team battled hard for the win after leading by only 3 with 9 minutes left.
Our goal all along, and I've said, since day one that, we're coming here to win a game, and we were able to do that. And, hats off to Rutgers for playing a great game, but, really proud of the way we persevered and were able to pull one out.
Other bowl winners Saturday, Louisville, North Carolina, and Kansas State. With SRN Sports, I'm Patrick Foss.
All righty, Howard Garrett and Marty Whittaken back. Somebody called and wondered when they could hear you on the air, Marty. I'm sure all that information is on your website, radiomarty.com, but what's the basic?
In North Texas, 8 o'clock Saturday mornings on 100.7 FM, but it's syndicated in Austin and Houston and Pittsburgh and lots of other places.
She's on
one
of our sister stations in the building here, so... And we visit together from time to time. Back to the Blackberries, Gene, the last caller, had a couple of interesting comments. She mentioned she didn't like the taste of Brazos that much. And that's why I always recommend planting several different varieties. I'd plant some Arapaho and some Navajo and Wachita and different kinds. You're going to get different flavors, different seasons. Depending on the weather and all that kind of thing. Plus, just like with fruit trees, if you have the room to do it, plant as many different varieties as you can. It just gives you a little fail-safe there if the weather is not exactly right or if your soil is not exactly right for certain varieties, it may be for others. And that changes from year to year to a degree. People in the commercial business have to go with a variety that's the most foolproof in a lot of cases are varieties, but homeowners can experiment and try all these different ones. She brought up planting asparagus, and asparagus, even in a lot of the things that I wrote years ago, sounds like it's too much trouble to do, but it really isn't. It's an extremely easy plant to grow, and you can plant it here in the late winter is a good time to do it, although you could pretty much do it here in Zone 8 where we are in Dallas-Fort Worth area and below any probably any month of the year or any time in the winter for sure, fall through early spring. But what I recommend different nowadays is that you take the hands, the roots that you buy from the garden center of asparagus, or you get some dug up and given to you from by a friend, which is even better. Soak them in water for about an hour with just a little bit of Garrett juice dashed into it. And if you use the Garrett Juice Pro that has the beneficial microbes in the mix, bacteria and fungi, that's better. If you don't, if you make your own Garrett juice or use another product, get the BioSI product or another quality bacteria and mycorrhizal fungus product and add to that soaking so that when you plant the plant, you've got it inoculated with the mycorrhizae and the beneficial bacteria already, and as the roots grow, you just get a much, much larger root system in a much shorter period of time. All I do to plant them, though, after soaking them is put in the ground underground a few inches into, here's the key, an extremely well-prepared bed. Into that bed, mix a lot of compost, a lot of rock powder, a lot of the sugars like cornmeal and dry molasses and sorghum, things like that, and you'll see just tremendous production even the first year. A lot of people tell you not to harvest any spears the first year. I can't do that. I have to harvest a few and eat a few, let the bulk of it grow up into the beautiful fern foliage to develop the root system larger for your next season. And then from that point on, you've got a perennial that will come back like gangbusters, and all you need to do is give it a nice, healthy amount of organic fertilizer and compost and mulch, basic stuff, and have a wonderful and healthy food product for you. I've got asparagus growing in landscape beds and the vegetable garden and the experimental areas all over the place. And if you get it being too large for one area, it's very easy to dig it up, move it, and spread it and have even more asparagus. So, yeah, I totally agree. Maggie, our friend from Fort Worth, next up. Hi, Maggie.
Hello. Good timing. I'm getting ready to dig up some of my asparagus and move it around to the front of the house.
All right, good.
Do you think I should soak it before I put it back in the ground?
Well, you're a little different in that you've been doing organic stuff for a long time, and you probably already have plenty of mycorrhizae on the plants. It's certainly not going to hurt anything and probably will help, but it's just not as important for you where you've already got that rhizosphere around the root system already roaring with biological activity. So it's up to you.
Okay. I called. Is Marty still there?
Yeah, she's here.
Hi, Maggie.
We can't get rid of her.
I have been dealing for a number of years with a kind of a contact dermatitis that is triggered by foods that I have figured out over time that I seem to be allergic to. Coconut is the worst, and because it's in everything. It's in soap, it's in shampoo, it's in foods, but coconut, chocolate, and sulfates from wine. It's a depressing list.
It is a depressing list, man.
What happens is that my hands, the surface area for touching, I think it becomes more sensitive to other things, and I end up with little breaks, little cuts looking that react and rough and kind of callous. So I've been eliminating the foods that cause that most of the time. I notice over the holidays it's worse because I'm getting into that anyway. Just heck with it, it's the holidays.
Yeah.
Sugar seems to make it worse. But I'm wondering what supplements. I've kind of gotten out of the habit. I was taking some borage for the GLA for a while.
The herb borage. You know, uh-huh.
Yeah, the capsules with the oil.
Right. Uh-huh.
But I'm wondering about, you know, amounts of things like the vitamin D or the borage or things like that. Are there levels that I simply need to reach to maybe help?
Well, Marty can address this probably better than I can, but I'm curious about something. You have found that you're allergic to coconut.
Yes.
So you can't use coconut oil for cooking or anything like that?
Nope.
Wow. What do you use olive oil or butter?
I use I use olive oil and grapeseed oil.
Okay, good.
A lot.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
Ooh.
She didn't like that idea.
I would not use the
grapeseed oil.
No. And the reason is that it's roughly 3/4 omega 6, which is very inflammatory. I would cut that out altogether.
Kind of like canola oil, really. It's a bad mix.
It's worse than canola oil from that standpoint.
I'll be darned. Okay.
And a good alternative is macadamia nut oil. It tastes very buttery, has a high smoke point, and it's very, very low in omega-6. Olive oil is good. Anything but one that's like soy oil, sesame oil, things that are very high. Like grapeseed, it kind of wins the prize for being high in omega-6. The anti-inflammatory alternative to that is omega-3, which is in fish oil. So that's one of the things people find helps reduce the kinds of problems that you're having. And also, it's too bad about the coconut oil because usually that helps kill yeasts and is beneficial. But if it doesn't work for you, it doesn't work for you. You might want to try Dr. O'Hara's probiotic soap. It's very healing for the hands. You can wash everywhere with it.
It's expensive, but it is the best.
It lasts a long time.
What about that lotion, that salve? I use it quite a bit. I think it's great, too.
Yes, Dr. O'Hara's has a very healing salve. And you heal from the inside, too, because when people's gut bacteria is better balanced, they have fewer allergies. And a lot of these are food sensitivities. They're not allergies in the sense that you're born allergic to nuts or if you eat strawberries, your lips swell up. It's a different kind of thing. It's food sensitivity born out of absorbing things through the intestinal tract that shouldn't be absorbed because you have a leaky membrane.
Hmm.
So, yeah.
Maggie, are you a vegetarian?
No, I'm not.
Okay, so fish oil wouldn't be a problem.
I grew up in the Northwest. I absolutely adore salmon.
Okay. All right.
Good. Well, increase those omega-3s. That's anti-inflammatory. The other thing that's very inflammatory is sugar. So the less you do that. And the anti-inflammatory things are vegetables and good nuts and seeds and things like that.
How much vitamin D should typically be consumed during the day if you're talking about supplements?
The ideal thing, and lots of doctors now, just mainstream doctors know it's important to test for vitamin D, is everybody should have their levels assessed, and then you know what you're doing. You're not flying blind, because I might say 4,000 units a day is the average typical, but sometimes people need 10,000 to get their blood levels even up into the normal range. And the doctors tend to look at this form, and it'll say, well, if you get above 32, you're in good shape. Well, the level really should be 50, 60, 70 to be really protected against breast cancer.
How do you get tested for that? Where do you do that?
Any doctor can do it, or you can go to one of these labs that are in the shopping centers. They can
order blood work, and they can tell from that the vitamin D levels.
Just a blood level vitamin D. But statistically speaking, and none of you are statistics, but statistically speaking, it takes 4,000 to 5,000 units a day to stay in the good level if you're not a lifeguard or somebody who's in the sun all the time.
I'm out in the garden a lot, but not this time of year.
Right. That's why so many of these diseases
are... I'm not out there without my shirt either.
Yeah, so many of these are seasonal conditions that we get, seasonal affective disorder, colds and flu. I think a big part of that is that our vitamin D levels go down.
Hope that helps, Maggie.
Thank you.
Thank you for calling. Open line for you if you want to jump on here at 866-444-3478. I thought there'd probably be some people still calling about some of the cleanup from the ice damage. It has, as I have toured around the state, I've seen a lot of difference, and some cases pretty close. I was talking to Tony Manasseri up in McKinney, and they didn't have any damage at all because they had a sleet, and it just went right down through the trees, didn't accumulate on the limbs. We had a freezing rain in the Lakewood area of Dallas and had a lot of damage, but it was even spotty in Lakewood. There were trees smashed on one block and A block away, red oak tree again, and no damage at all. But I know some people are still cleaning up. Just be careful in that high stuff, just like we would recommend to people that have big limbs that are bent over and have a lot of tension in them. Be very, very careful dealing with any of that if you still have some pruning to do that's high up or something real heavy limbs and are bent and in funny positions. It's not good for you to be cutting around on those yourself. You can have some serious injuries, either the limb jumping up and hitting you or falling on you and hitting you, or the chainsaw, which is even worse in a lot of cases. We'll talk about that a little bit more when we come back. Whatever you'd like to talk about, 866-444-3478. Let me tell you about a great new eco-friendly alternative to fish oil, Chia Omega. New from our friends at Essential Formulas, the Dr. O'Hara's probiotic folks. Chia Omega is an all-natural, plant-based omega-3 line of supplements made from chia seed oil, the richest and most sustainable natural source of ALA omega-3 on the planet, even more than fish or flax. So ask for Chia Omega at fine health food retailers starting this month and don't accept a substitute. Chia Omega, good for you and good for the planet.
BioSI is a leading manufacturer on beneficial microbe and enzyme products. BioSI products help build healthy soil to grow healthy gardens and food crops, and it also loosens the soil, reduces fertilization needs, and helps reduce irrigation needs. For growers, BioSI has recently introduced Stubble Digester, which will significantly reduce crop residue and help prepare your field for next season's growth. Contact BioSI today at 866-393-4786 or go on the web at biositechnology.com. That's biositechnology.com.
Okay, gardeners and farmers, for over 30 years, Arbico Organics has been a leading provider to growers nationwide. Arbico Organics offers beneficial insects, natural fly control, mosquito control, beneficial nematodes, grub and beetle control, insect traps, and many other pest solutions. Call 800-SOS-BUGS, 800-827-2847 to speak with one of their friendly specialists, or go online to arbico-organics.com. That's arbico-organics.com.
There is a new version of Garrett Juice. It is Garrett Juice Pro. Green Industries is the manufacturer. Garrett Juice Pro consists of oilseed extracts, apple cider vinegar, molasses, seaweed, bacteria, and beneficial fungi. There is also Garrett Juice Hybrid for those who haven't gone completely organic. Ask for it in our local garden center, farm and feed, or hardware store. For more information, call 877-665-2121 or go to GarrettJuicePro.com. That's 877-655-2121 or GarrettJuicePro.com.
To begin your natural organic program and get your lawn and garden off drugs, just follow Mother Nature's guide. First, stop hurting the life in the soil. Choose only products and techniques that are beneficial to the health of organisms above and in the soil. Stop using all synthetic fertilizers, toxic pesticides, and other toxic chemicals that harm living organisms. Avoid all high nitrogen synthetic fertilizers, especially nitrogen-only products. Toxic weed and feed products are the worst of all. Next, build soil health with aeration and natural organic fertilizers and amendments. And third, use native plants and well-adapted introductions. Finally, water only as needed. The organic program will reduce the watering requirements by about 50%. MoTurf is needed and mulch clippings into the lawn to return nutrients and organic matter to the soil. The natural way is fun, will save you money, and always works better in every way. After all, Mother Nature knows best. For more information about natural organic gardening, visit DirtDoctor.com.
Here are some myths and truths about healthy eating. Myth: vitamin B12 can be obtained from certain plant sources such as blue-green algae and soy products. Truth: vitamin B12 is not absorbed from plant sources. Modern soy products increase the body's need for B12. Myth: animal fats cause cancer and heart disease. Truth: animal fats contain many nutrients that protect against cancer and heart disease. Elevated rates of cancer and heart disease are associated with consumption of large amounts of processed vegetable oils. Myth: children benefit from a low-fat diet. Truth: children on low-fat diets suffer from growth problems, failure to thrive, and learning disabilities. visit howardgarrett.com for more information on living a healthier lifestyle and for finding great natural organic products.
It is not uncommon for the air inside a home or office to be more toxic than the air outside. This is because of the presence of toxic materials that outgas and the fact that homes and buildings are better sealed and insulated than ever before. Keeping windows open as often as possible allows fresh air in and keeps toxins flowing out. This is especially important when cleaning your home. Skip the store-bought air fresheners and instead try boiling cinnamon, cloves, or any other pleasant herbs. Also, plants may not make your house smell different, but are good for filtering contaminated interior air. Natural organic cleaning products are now on the market and are competing for that spot under your sink. They are non-toxic and they do not put off toxic gases. Visit howardgarrett.com for more information on how to live a healthier lifestyle and to find great products for your home that work well and don't contaminate the air.
Covering the bare soil around plants is crucial, and there are several mulch choices. The best mulch for any site is shredded recycled plant material such as limbs, leaves, twigs, dead plants, bark, spent flowers, and other plant debris that grew on the property. That's the natural way. How it is done in the forest and on the prairie. Second best would be purchased shredded native tree trimmings. Third in line is shredded hardwood bark. Pine bark and cypress are not good choices. Pine bark is just bad in general. It won't stay in place and contains chemicals that hurt plant growth. Cypress doesn't break down well. Mulch should decompose to create the true natural food to feed microbes and plant roots. Pine needles are good, but look out of place if there are no pine trees on the property. Lava gravel makes good mulch and has the extra benefit of keeping squirrels and cats out, but lava gravel has its negative points. It looks harsher than organic mulches, and it doesn't break down into humus. The best commercial mulch is a mixture of compost and shredded tree trimmings. For more information on mulch, go to dirtdoctor.com.
Garrett, back with you. Marty Whittakin has been with me today. He's jumping on the lines, so we're probably not going to get to most of you. I think the best thing to do is end with how you can get more information on all this stuff. We have a health and nutrition section of dirtdoctor.com. A lot of this information is covered there, and there's links to Marty in that area. Get our newsletter. Our newsletter is free. It goes out on a weekly basis. And all we have to have is your email address. Send us an email to info@dirtdoctor.com or fill out the form on the homepage of dirtdoctor.com. Our membership area is there. You get even more information there. It costs a little bit, but there's a lot of benefits. And Marty's newsletter, I guess, works the same way. They go to your website, which is radiomarty.com, and fill out a form there.
Yeah, upper left-hand corner of the homepage, there's a link.
You can find out when she's on the radio, all that sort of thing. Get involved with the stuff there. And what else should we recommend for people that want more detailed information about what we've been talking about? Your book, of course. Well, my book's on the planting and soil side and some of the health stuff. Marty's book on alternative medicine to all this stuff that we don't recommend, which we've been talking about for most of the show today. And that information, again, is on her website. And her book is available through the normal channels, you know, as well, I'm sure, Amazon and all that stuff, just like ours is, too. We don't sell books, and she doesn't either, but on the website you can find out where the books are available.
We had a second question from Wayne.
Oh, yeah.
I'd like to hit that real quick.
Yeah, let's do that. Mouth ulcers related to the, I guess, to the sore throat.
Well, if they're really bad, the short course is to take a fresh cabbage juice and just swish that around. That is very healing. Aloe vera juice, a good brand of that is Lily of the Desert. It has most of the healing qualities that you want in it.
Right.
Or take a Dr. O'Hara's probiotic capsule. Let it dissolve in the mouth because it's very good for the gums and for the tissues in the mouth.
If you bite your tongue, it'll heal a whole lot faster if you do that. I've done that myself. I have real sharp teeth, and I do that every now and then.
Here's a funny connection. because when you eat something your body doesn't like, it kind of short circuits a little bit. I've determined that if you choke on something, you bite your cheek, you bite your tongue, think about what you're eating and watch to see if there's a pattern.
Well, cool.
Could be, because your pulse will change, your ears will turn red. There are a lot of clues if we pay attention.
Yeah, interesting. A caller wants to know something I was going to bring up anyway, and maybe we'll have time to get into this a little bit. Arthritis, do you recommend glucosamine and that sort of thing that a lot of people do recommend?
Yes, I think there's good studies on that. That and collagen help with the rebuilding. If somebody's got a really terrible problem with osteoarthritis, find a doctor that does PRP, platelet-rich plasma injections. That seems to do better than any of the traditional therapies. But again, back to an anti-inflammatory diet.
Everything we've been talking about helps with arthritis.
It's nice. You know, fringe benefits. It fixes everything.
Yeah, get rid of the grains. Get the grains out of your diet. The vinegar, taking it as part of a regular routine. All the vitamins that we've been talking about, the
probiotics. More fish oil, less grapeseed oils. You know, stay away from those high omega-6 oils.
One thing I was telling people about on Bob Webster's show, I do about 30 minutes with him every Saturday, when we were talking about vinegar yesterday on his show. I actually rinse with vinegar when I take a shower, and I especially try to do it when I'm on a trip, and I know I'm showering with water that's not filtered like it is at my house. But I'll not only use it to rinse off with after a shower, I kind of rub it into my skin, and it really has a good quality, gives the skin a good quality. It goes along with using olive oil or coconut oil as a hand lotion. Maggie can't. She's allergic to coconut oil, but olive oil would certainly work.
Yeah, it restores the proper pH to the skin, and it kills the organisms. And while you've got it in the shower, why not spray the shower door and get rid of the lime buildup?
Yeah, all kinds of good benefits. We've got some people holding that want to talk about things that I'll cover real quick. When you replant fruit trees that have been put too deeply in the ground, just simply lift. You can do two things. One is you can use a stiff brush or hand tools, if you do it very carefully, and uncover the flare, go down and leave a big dish in the soil. If you move them, and this is the perfect time to move them, lift them carefully, you can pretty much bare root small trees and fruit trees especially, and move them to the new area and set them very high. Make sure that flare, which is where the trunk starts flaring out and becoming roots, that transition area needs to be set above the ground if you replant the trees. And you'll see dramatic improvement in the growth of the trees and the quality of the fruit set and everything the very first year. Well, Marty, we've got some people holding. We might talk to a few people off the air before we run out of here. Thank you for your time. This has been great spending the whole show with me.
I've really enjoyed it. And just remember, every day you're making choices, make them ones that will make you healthier. And Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to everybody. And going with some of these ideas and being healthier is something that we would both strongly recommend. Enjoy your gardens out there. I hope your weather is decent to do some gardening. And, of course, don't forget to feed and water the birds. One more time, our newsletter is on dirtdoctor.com. Mine and Marty's is on radiomarty.com. Go to either place to find out how you get the free newsletters. Both of them. See you next time.